From the Gospel of John, the first chapter, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. One would think that 30 years of ongoing immersion into a culture would make him more acclimated and more comfortable to it. 30 years hence, I am still not completely immersed in this culture. I am comfortable and I think I know a lot of English, but there are still many words and ideas and behaviors and patterns of behavior I still need to get used to. Example, the word grace. That English word I first heard in my church. Congregation. The moment I hear the word congregation, I cannot but think of a Christian church. But you can probably congregate around a pitcher of beer. I can't. Words have meanings, and words have contextual meaning. Imagine God coming into this culture, a culture filled with filth and sin, and every kind of evil. I said, invading this culture, the holy God, the Word of God, invading this culture. And that's exactly what he did. And that is the reason for this season. The first petition, hallowed be your name. He has come and he will come again. By his coming into us and amidst us and into our hearts, he has cleansed us from all unrighteousness. What is this culture doing to his coming? Christmas is one of the many festivals of this season. Hanukkah, and you heard about Kwanzaa, and now hear this. This is also the season of Diwali. That's an Indian festival. Hanukkah has a sense of light to it. Diwali definitely is a light festival, but Kwanzaa, community building, reconciling, learning to live together, remembering our roots, that's what Kwanzaa is all about. Is there a day, is there a month in the state, in the calendar of the United States, where we do not have a special day? Father's Day, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day. Of course, there is no day for seminarians or some profs. But for all people, there are days. And now this is Christmas. What is this so special about Christmas? And how many people really know about it? But even during this Christmas season, let God's name be hallowed among us. In this sin-filled world, when commercialism takes a hold of us and multiculturalism and inclusivism take a hold of us and our culture and everything that surrounds us, the uniqueness of Christmas is fading. In fact, it is fading away so quickly and so abruptly. But God's intentionality, God's willingness to come down among us and amidst us and become one of us, to raise us up from the sin-filled world into his holy place, was intentional. And it is his coming that causes us to remember this holy day and holy season. This holy season has become holiday season. And holiday season brings to us all kinds of funny and intriguing and engaging opportunities. I'm still waiting that someday I can buy a piece of clothing from Macy's for the full price. 50% off, 80% off, no payment, no down payment, no interest till 2020. Everything goes free now. Cheap grace prevails, except that the holiness of this season, of God's own coming down amidst us and among us, fades into oblivion. The first petition has a lot to do with the second commandment. We know that from the catechism. The second commandment, God's name, is abused and misused in our culture, in mine too. Jesus' uniqueness is lost in the names of many other gods and seemingly gods and godly principles. Another challenge of particularly this season. Wouldn't you know, many will come in my name and try to invade my own people. We have seen people coming, invoking the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But remember to keep his name holy among us. And in the name of Jesus, by misusing and abusing his name, there are peace talks. There are reconciliation talks. There are even promises of the new humanity coming around in and amidst us and throughout the world. You have heard, if you need peace, work for justice. What kind of justice is it? What kind of peace would this be? Who did not speak in the world? Which prophet in the world? Which person who started his own religion did not speak a word of peace? Muhammad, Islam is a peace-loving religion. Forgiveness, a key word also in Hinduism. But the justice and the peace that these religions promise and the world and the United Nations work so hard and people coming up front to propagate this peace and justice is horizontal, relational, building peace between nations. And peace, peace, we cry, but there is war and more war surrounding us, including in our own neighborhoods. But the peace that comes from above through the Son of Peace, the Prince of Peace, is the peace that passes all human understanding. Peace first with God, and then peace among all men. That is the message of Christmas. Invoke the name of the Prince of Peace for the peace from above, so that that peace may pervade the universe. Peace that we make through negotiations, peace that we make and all religions make through compromise, is horizontal. Fundamental peace comes in the name of the Prince of Peace. Invoke his name for the peace of the whole world. And that knowledge of invoking the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and remembering his name and keeping it in its holiness cannot come through human intelligence and wisdom. So we go to the third article of the Apostles' Creed, where we know that we cannot, by our own reason or strength, come to our Lord. The season of Christmas will make a difference in the lives of people only and only if that knowledge of Jesus Christ as the Son of the world and Savior of the universe comes into the hearts of people by the working of the Holy Spirit. Wretched and poor, sinful man as I am, confused in my own mind and in my own relationship with others, when the Holy Spirit enlightens me with the gospel, my life changes. Christmas does make a difference. Why is Christmas then different from all kinds of festivals? Why is Christmas then different from all other days of the year? If 30 years of my invasion into this culture, an intrusion in this culture, and this culture invading me could not make me completely part of this culture, wonder why 2,000 years of God's incarnational presence among us, His intrusion into this world through His incarnate Jesus Christ, is not completely making a difference in this world. It is precisely because the peace God brings in is the peace from above. The peace God has brought in is blood-bought, given freely, lavished upon all people who have put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ through the inner workings of the universe. This season is special. This season is unique, and this must be celebrated, commemorated joyfully with enthusiasm, because the Lord who made the universe have now chosen to come down into this world, intruding our lives by becoming a flesh and blood human being. The Lord who chose to enter my heart through the waters of baptism has now entered this world in the person of Jesus Christ. Therefore, this season is a special season to celebrate. The Lord who took that giant step in the person of Jesus Christ to divest himself of his heavenly glory to come down and be one of us is now promising me that through his incarnation, he is allowing me to take that giant step into his kingdom, where there will be peace into eternity. After all, this knowledge that the God who came to this world as a human being is not a mere man, but he came sinless to die and by his death on the cross bring us all free from our sin-filled nature, comes to any human being only through the working of the Holy Spirit. The first partition, the third article of the Creed. The second commandment, they go together. They sustain us in the faith. They bring us to everlasting life. They fill us with grace and truth.